Azure Landing Zones, a Principal Architect's Guide. Build secure, scalable cloud foundations that support rapid innovation. Most cloud journeys start with optimism and end with a shared calendar invite titled Urgent Environment Sprawl. Somewhere between the first, we just need a few resource groups, and the 10th production outage caused by a missing policy, leaders discover a hard truth. Azure doesn't become secure, scalable, or cost-effective on its own. Azure landing zones exist for one reason: to prevent a cloud environment from turning into the Wild West. And every organization that ignores them eventually learns the same lesson. You can scale workloads without governance, but you can't scale a business that way. I've seen this firsthand across global enterprises, UN agencies, financial institutions, and high-velocity engineering teams. They all started differently, but they all faced the same pain when the foundations weren't built intentionally. This guide isn't about what Azure landing zones are. It's about why leadership teams should care and what happens when they don't. When Azure works, it feels effortless. Executives rarely get involved in early technical choices. They shouldn't have to. A mature Azure environment should keep teams moving fast, keep data safe, keep costs predictable, keep auditors calm, keep innovation possible. That only happens when the foundation has structure. The hidden cost of assembling instead of designing. Every time I'm brought into a struggling Azure environment, the symptoms look the same. Overlapping networks, manual access management, duplicated resources, policies added reactively, inconsistent naming, unpredictable costs, environments behaving differently than expected. These aren't engineering mistakes. They're architecture debt, created because the platform was never designed, only assembled. Azure landing zones exist to prevent exactly this. Forget the technical definition. At its core, an Azure landing zone is this, a blueprint that lets an enterprise innovate without breaking itself. The real purpose of Azure landing zones. It doesn't matter whether you have 10 engineers or 10,000. Landing zones give you a predictable way to deploy, a consistent way to govern, a safe way to scale, a clear way to secure, a controlled way to operate. They transform Azure from a collection of services into an environment you can trust. Without them, Azure becomes a place where every team builds their own version of reality. Everything looks fine until it suddenly isn't. The hidden risk, cloud without boundaries. I have seen organizations where production workloads were deployed in the wrong region. Costs doubled because no one understood network paths or limits. Compliance audits failed due to unintended public access. Subscriptions grew into mazes no one could fully map. Security teams lost control as identities multiplied silently. None of these failures were caused by Azure. They were caused by the absence of a landing zone, the architectural bedrock that keeps the environment sane. Landing zones aren't magic. They're discipline applied consistently. The four pillars of every successful landing zone. Organizations that get this right always invest in four areas first. 1. Identity, the real security perimeter. Azure AD, now Entra ID, isn't just authentication. It's the backbone of trust. A clean, federated identity model decides whether your cloud is safe or exposed on day one. 2. Policy, guardrails, not roadblocks. Azure policy enforces rules automatically. It prevents misconfigurations, compliance drift, and late night, why is this public, incidents. Organizations without strong policy foundations always pay later in risk, cost, or reputation. 3. Network topology, the city planning of the cloud. Your network is your business logic. Landing zones define where things live, how they communicate, and how they're protected. When networking is done poorly, it becomes the bottleneck for every future decision. When it's done right, it becomes invisible. 4. Management and operations, where cloud becomes enterprise. Ready. Monitoring, logging, patching, backups, disaster recovery. All of it needs consistency. Executives want predictability, not surprises. Landing zones bring order. Why landing zones matter to the C-suite, even if they never say it aloud. Leaders may never mention VNets or naming conventions, but they deeply care about risk, cost control, innovation velocity. compliance, reputation, scalability, landing zones protect all six. They ensure that new teams can ship without reinventing the wheel. Auditors don't find unknown unknowns. Costs stay traceable and accountable. Data stays where it should. Security is proactive, not reactive. Engineering operates with confidence instead of chaos. Landing zones don't slow teams down, they remove friction. A landing zone is not a project, it's a product. This is where many organizations go wrong. They treat landing zones as a one-time deployment, a box to tick. The companies that succeed treat the platform as a living product with owners, with a roadmap, with versioning, with releases, with feedback loops, with continuous improvement. That mindset separates cloud-native enterprises from cloud-using ones. Only one of them scales cleanly. The cost of doing nothing. It's easy to assume landing zones can wait. We'll clean it up later, but here's the truth I've seen in every major transformation. Later is always more expensive. Technical debt compounds. Security risk compounds. Cost surprises compound. Operational pain compounds. Landing zones are cheapest when built early. And invaluable before scale. The bottom line. Azure landing zones aren't about Azure. They're about putting your business in a position to grow without friction, surprise, or instability. They turn the cloud from ad hoc deployments into a platform teams can rely on. They reduce risk. They improve speed. They protect budgets. They create order in a place designed for chaos. Azure landing zones are the architectural insurance policy your cloud needs and the strategic advantage your business deserves. This is the Azure I build. Structured, secure, predictable, and ready for whatever comes next.